When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. That's Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K, just like it sounds, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on, or you don't have to click on anything. That just brings up the links that you need to stream the show. And hey, yeah, we're still having great weather out here in the wonderful Pacific Northwest, but I have to say it was bright and sunny and beautiful in my neighborhood as I was driving down, but just north of Bellevue, boom. I'm not sure if this is fog or overcast. Well, what is it, Mike, Mr. Weatherman?
Lost little clouds, just trying to find their way.
Oh, okay.
Sort of settled in a valley.
It was like a dramatic line because it was fine out north, and then it was like just north of Bellevue, boom. It was like the sun was gone.
Yep, but it'll be back.
It will? Are you sure of that?
Oh, positive. Okay. You didn't hear my weather forecast?
I did. I did, but I was still in the sunshine.
We don't make that stuff up.
Well, I was still.
But we're hardly ever right.
Well, that's true. But I was still in the sunshine when I heard your weather report because that was at 8 o'clock. So I was still on. Where was I? I was up on 522 on the high hill when I heard your weather report. That's how come I know everything's going to be okay, because when I hear you, the current weather report in your voice, then I know you're here and all is well.
Right. I think that's a 98% safe assumption.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, unless I lock myself out or, which I did.
Has that ever happened? Have you ever done that?
Well, I did lock my running car with the keys inside of it after an evening shift, which was horrible.
With the best of intentions. So you know, because our show's on Sunday,
right.
And on the weekends here, this building is locked up.
Right.
So, you know, it's not like you can just walk in like you would on the weekdays. Now, but so you didn't lock yourself out of the station.
Here's the backstory. Yeah. I'm leaving at night, and one of my fellow workers at another station needed to jump. Right.
This was
in the winter. So I was warming my car up and I was like, yeah, sure, I can give you a jump. So I jumped out and closed the door, which was locked, and went over to his car and said, yeah, this will work. You got jumper cables? No, he didn't have jumper cables. I got jumper cables. Walked back to my truck and is like, uh-oh, the door is locked. The car is running at full choke, heater on full blast because it's wintertime, and I don't have a key.
Oh, no.
So it's like, what do I do? Not sure. So I tried a bunch of different things, including calling building security. There wasn't really anything they could do. I called a couple of towing companies, and they said, well, we can get out there in like 3 or 4 hours. And well, that ain't going to work. So I ended up, I broke my little window, and I was able to reach in and pull it open. But now I have another key in another place, so that'll never happen again.
Well, yeah, that's one reason why I have AAA, because, you know, you go years and never need it. But then there's that one time that you do, and it's really good. And
not a big fan of AAA.
Oh, really?
A couple of bad experiences.
Oh, really? I've had nothing but good experiences.
That's what most people do, but not me.
Hmm. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Because it just happens sometimes.
Yeah, I've had really good experiences, and I used to just get regular AAA. Now, since I live out in the country, I've gotten AAA Plus because then, you know, you can have long distance towing for your cars. And because I drive a Mini, they can't. They have to be. Never mind. Anyway, I never had to use it, but once I had a problem with my car, and it had to be towed more than the 5 miles. And so it was really nice. It's really nice to never have to pay a bill on that kind of stuff, and just to be able to call them. And but I hear you on that. I hide an extra key too, that is hopefully not going to be in my car. You know, when.
And the other thing that we have around here, which most people should do, is in your phone you need to have the warm lines to the other stations, so that if you, for whatever reason, you can't get in, at least you can talk to somebody who can let you in.
Yeah, who's already
Who's already
that, because there's 5 radio stations and Hubbard Radio here. So that's true, because good idea. Well, I'm glad that you're here, and that's I was glad when I heard the weather report. That's how that long story came about. So there we go. Now, even though it's cloudy outside, it's sunny in here, and we have some bright sunshine. Well, especially the moodlit studio is lit up, and there she is. Now she's smiling, and that would be Kathy Southwick is here, call screener number 1. Morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And how
good
are
to
you?
Be here. Well, good.
And you have a celebration going on in your family today.
Oh, yes. Today's my little Oliver's 2nd birthday.
Woo-hoo.
So we're going to be in Edmonds having a family party.
All right.
It'll be good.
If Edmonds is rocking this afternoon, you'll know that it's Oliver's 2-year-old birthday party. There we go. You'll have to tell him it's a jingle cat saying happy birthday.
I will.
How special is that?
Oh, that's nice.
Well, now
thanks,
I'm wondering, because in the studio with me filling out the table so I'm not all by myself would be our new 2nd week here, call screener Janice Churchill is here. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning.
And it's just a delight to have you, and I've got more to say about that, but I was just thinking when I was hearing the cats singing, you know, because there's someone at home that you need to give a shout out to that's listening, right?
Hello, Phoenix.
And tell everybody who Phoenix is.
Phoenix is my umbrella cockatoo.
Hi, Phoenix from Aunt Martha. And it's been, it's kind of, you left the radio on for him this morning. I wonder, how does he do with cats? You know, and then does he talk?
He does talk. He's not around cats, so I don't know.
Well, maybe
how
he'll
he
learn to sing
cats.
Happy birthday in cat language.
Yeah. I can only hope.
But you said he's already now familiar with the show. And tell everybody what happened.
Well, if everybody doesn't know, you can go into marthanorwalk.com and you can listen to previous recordings. So
yeah, that's the audio archives, and there's a link on the homepage at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went and listened to those last night, and I had put Phoenix to bed, and I was in the next room playing Martha's last week's show, and Phoenix started going, hello, hello, hello. And then he just started talking in his garble that he does.
He was having a nice little conversation with us on the air, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
So I thought, okay, I'll turn it on for you tomorrow.
Well, no, because I assume, you know, he will recognize your voice.
Yeah.
So I wonder. Yeah. I mean, I see him bopping up and, you know, up and down. Does he bob his head?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because
yeah.
I see him right now bobbing his head. So, hey, Phoenix, how are you, buddy? I want you to learn the Jingle Cat song, and then that would be worth bringing him to the studio, and he could sing. Don't you think that would be swell?
Oh, that'd be awesome.
He'll have fun when Christmas rolls around, because when we're right after Thanksgiving and we play the Jingle Cats all the time, maybe he could learn to sing along with the Jingle Cats and
He loves
holiday
Christmas.
Music.
Oh, he loves holiday music.
Oh,
I start in July. Yeah.
He's going to have fun with Animal World.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Okay. So, hey, I got to tell you, exciting things are happening in Animal World, because these women around me, Kathy Southwick, and of course, next week is the last Sunday of the month, and that's now the Sunday of the month that I take off. It's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday, and that means it's a Kathy and Christy Sunday, so Kathy Southwick and Christy Legale, former host of Living Humane, host the show for me. And I have to say, and now with Janice on board, it's like amazing. They're dragging Animal World into the 21st century here. And because, wow, I'm really impressed because Kathy and Christy have created, and I keep forgetting to tell you guys about this, but Animal World now has a Facebook page. And you have to know, though, that I don't have anything to do with it. Then it's the Animal World Facebook page. So it doesn't really do you any good to message me there because I don't know how to do anything. But Kathy and Christy have created a wonderful Facebook page. And at some point, they're going to give me a lesson so I can learn how to use it. But I just want to formally thank Kathy and Christy for the Facebook page. You guys did a wonderful job. I figured out how to look at it. So that's cool. And but so just so you know, and how Kathy, I suppose everybody listening probably knows more about Facebook than I do, but they just go to Facebook and look for Animal World. Is that how they find
Martha Norwalk's Animal World?
Mm-hmm. And they'll find the Facebook page. So you have to check it out. And if you don't like it, don't blame me.
And we also have to give a shout out to Ahmad. He's our new call screener on the show.
Oh, well, yeah. He'll be here next week.
So he'll be here next week,
too.
So
you can talk to him next week.
Yeah, he's a new member of the family, too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Good.
And now Janice then comes along. Now, and Kathy, since she's been here, she's started a lot of, you know, good stuff here, you know, behind the scenes kind of business sort of stuff. But Janice blew in here last week. And, man, she's just blowing the doors off here because she's like creating all kinds of really cool stuff for us. Not that necessarily reflect on the air, but it makes a big difference behind the scenes. And so because of what Janice has created here, we're now starting to compile an email list. So when you call into the show, Kathy or Janice will ask you if you want to give us your email address. And who knows what will come with that, because they might make me do an Animal World newsletter or something like that. Or who knows what's going to happen after that, because I don't know. I'm just kind of riding their coattails on this, and it's very cool. So and I suppose if you want to be on an Animal World email list, I could promise you that we would never give your information to anybody. I know that. That would never happen. What we'll do with it, I don't know yet. But we're doing all this cool stuff. Well, Janice and Kathy and Christy are doing all this cool stuff. So there you go. So if you want to call in, when you come in, give us your email address. And, you know, who knows? So anyway, thank you, Janice, for all your wonderful help so far. This is only your second week. Wow. Holy mackerel. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm not texting and I'm not Twittering and tweeting and doing all that kind of stuff. So don't even ask. I'm not doing that. I am not doing that. I will learn how to. I've already said I'll have a Facebook lesson. Whether or not I'll do anything with it, I don't know. But I didn't get a computer until probably 10 years after everybody else had computers. So, and I just got a smartphone this year. So up until very recently, I didn't even know how to program phone numbers and stuff into a. Anyway.
Well, you're one step ahead of me on that one.
Yeah?
On the smartphone thing.
Well.
Yeah. You're doing good.
It was free.
Oh, well. Even
and I
better.
Got it because it takes really good pictures and little movies because, you know, I had Robbie was new and.
Yeah.
And I even know how to do that. So how cool is that?
Good.
So maybe.
We'll swap lessons.
Maybe it's just possible that when these women teach me how to use Facebook, it is possible that I might then post some photographs and stuff.
You will join the group of everybody else playing with your smartphone on Facebook and walking into poles and ponds.
No. See, that's why
become addicted like everybody else.
That's why I don't do all those things and why I won't, because I already feel like I spend too much time with a computer and that kind of stuff. And I, you know, as easy as it is to stay in touch. I mean, this is probably TMI, but I have lost touch with people because I won't do Facebook and that kind of stuff, and I won't text and stuff. But I like the convenience of email, and it's nice to be able to do that. But that's why if you call my business, I always do a free telephone evaluation, and I want to talk to you I'd rather talk to people. And connect with them. I think for me, it's too impersonal. Mm-hmm. What about Mike? Are you a technical guy? Do you text and tweet and Facebook and do all that sort of stuff?
I text because I have children. And if you want to communicate with your children, you better learn how to text. I have a Facebook account that I never use. I set it up just a few years ago just to see how it works. So you can find me on Facebook, but you will find absolutely nothing.
Nothing there.
No picture, no nothing. But I'm there.
You're there.
And what was the other thing? Twitter? No, I don't Twitter.
Yeah. I can imagine if I had human kids, I suppose I probably would text too.
You have to.
You have to. I mean
if you want to have dialogue and you want to communicate,
I would probably do that. But you know, I refuse to buy phones for Robbie and the cats. They're just not getting.
You got to draw the line.
I got to draw the line somewhere. And so my kids don't text, so I don't have to do that.
That's good.
And I know, and Dr. Nils, you know, Dr. Nils Rasmussen, our best practitioner who was just here, he doesn't text either. So I don't feel totally out of it. But I know a lot of people do. And I just am, there's only so much time. And there are priorities in what I want to do with my time. And it's not being stuck to a phone. And I can't tell you, that's one of my, boy, see, here I go. Get me on. When you're with someone, I mean, like you're doing something with someone and they're answering their phone or texting like every 2 seconds, drives me up the wall. Ugh.
No, I agree with you on that one.
I think that's so rude.
Very bad manners.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. I'm old school in a lot of ways. On the other hand, never mind. Okay, where are we? All right, what is it? Let's see. Today it is a behavior training and a healing Sunday with me, and we will have open phone lines throughout the show. And I know we talked to some folks last week with Dr. Nils that we're going to call in this week, and that'll be great if they do. And if you've got anything on your mind, you want to talk to me about your animal friends, I'm here and we'll be delighted to speak with you. But I'll tell you what. You know, I haven't had a pile of stuff to do for a long time. And, you know, I just take the divine guidance that crosses my path, and boy, do I have a pile of stuff. And I just get out that Martha soapbox because I'm stepping on it. Well, actually, I'll tell you who's with me when we get to that. But we're going to do, like I say, have open phone lines. We are going to do a Designing Health Missing Link giveaway today. And at some point during the show today, it may not be during an advertising segment. It may be any time during the show. I will give you the Missing Link word or words of the day. And then your job will be to pick up your phone and call Kathy or Janice here and decide which version of Missing Link you want, which is a great supplement for dogs, cats, birds, and horses, although we don't give the horse version away on the air. It's a great supplement you add to your animal friend's food. And if nobody calls in right away, I'm giving it to Phoenix.
I went and picked up some.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Does he like it? Have you tried it yet?
Yeah.
So I remember Sandy used to, her birds used to just love it. And they would just eat the Missing Link. It didn't have to go in
there. Takes it right out of the teaspoon.
Yeah, cool. All right. But it's so great with the omega-3 and, you know, the 6 and 9 oils and stuff. And, it's really good. So, well, that's good. So Phoenix has already got his own Missing Link. So I will give you the Missing Link word or words of the day sometime during the show, and I don't know when. But help me remember, everybody. And then you will call in and win. So jot down the phone numbers in case you get inspired to want to call the show today for either the Designing Health Missing Link giveaway or to talk to me. And the phone numbers, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free, 888-298-5569. Remember the 1-888-298-5569. And you can email us during the show if you would like to get your message to us that way. And the Animal World Live email address is simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okie dokie here. Before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, what do you say we start the show? Is everybody ready?
Ready.
Cool. All right. We'll start the show, which we do every week, by honoring the saint that guides my work with the animals, and that would be Saint Francis. And we have two little St. Francis prayers that we do, one for the animals, which is short, one for the humans, which is longer. And I'm ready to go. And this is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every little thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now, St. Francis's peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Alrighty then, we are official, and we will take care of our advertisers and sponsors. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are, and we will have, I've got a couple events happening today. I'll tell you about them first up, and current events will happen about 10:50 today. And there's a lot of good new stuff on current events. And then I've got some follow-up and some big animals in the news stories that's really, really got me my tea's hot and I'm boiling and on a roll about what's going on with our animal friends and the bigger picture and what we all need to be aware of these days. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you know someone with an object hoarding or animal hoarding situation? BioClean Incorporated can help. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer. You're someone they want to help. Actually, disposing of so many items can be emotionally overwhelming, and the staff at BioClean Incorporated understands this. They design a unique process specifically to meet your needs. The team at BioClean helps determine which things are valuable to the recovering hoarder and absolutely essential, what items are appropriate to clean and keep, what things can be donated to charity, and finally, what can be thrown away. The BioClean Professional Cleanup Team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. They can arrange for any repairs, painting, or cleaning that will be needed so the house becomes habitable again. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated combines compassion with expertise and professionalism. They understand taking that first step is the hardest. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in Missing Link, a little cool water to mix in. Unless you got birds, they eat it right out of the spoon. And you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3, 6 and 9 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats. And there is a Missing Link formula for cats. There's two for dogs, one for skin and coat, one for hip and joint. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats or other house critters as well. And a bird formula and a horse formula. I want you to ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to Designing Health. You can call them at 1-800 774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5 that helps put more oxygen into your pet's body? A dog food that is high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity and can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. You can find canine caviar at Bothell Feed Center, your modern-day feed store with the old farm charm. They're proud to be serving pet parents for over 30 years in the greater Bothell Snohomish area. You can also find canine caviar and other premium pet supplies at Sierra Fish and Pets, where they have been pleasing customers and pampering pets since 1972. Visit them today for all of your pet's needs at Renton Village, 601 South Grady Way, or at sierrafishandpets.com.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and say thank you for listening to Animal World today, spending your Sunday morning with us, and hope you'll do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me today, which means no guests, just me. Open phone lines for your behavior training or healing calls or anything about animals you want to talk about with me. And the phones will be open throughout the entire show, and you can interrupt at any time. But like I said, I got a pile of stuff to talk about and all kinds of important stuff. And so I'm carrying on all on my own. And, if you're a regular, you know, and if you're Mike or Kathy and Janice, you know, I can talk about anything for a long time, which is why I do radio. And we take 3 hours to do it. So if you've got something on your mind and you can't wait until later and you want to call in, anytime is fine. I'll give you phone numbers now, 425-373-5527, and toll free is 888-298-5569. And if there's something you want to get my attention with and you don't want to call for some reason, you can shoot an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Okay, as promised, before we do anything else, we have some events happening today. And, this one started yesterday and it is going, or Friday, and it's going on today and Monday, and that's the Vashon Sheepdog Classic. And our own Northwest School of Animal Massage is there and represented because it's going on Vashon Island. And you can go on over, watch the trials, bring your dog and enjoy a massage, because that's what Northwest School of Animal Massage will be doing. And it goes on today and tomorrow. If you want more information, www.vashonsheepdogclassic.com. vashonsheepdogclassic.com. And then the other event today is at Seattle Humane. It is in honor of National Senior Citizens Day. I'm not sure when that was or when it is, but Seattle Humane is celebrating National Senior Citizens Day and offering senior pet discounts for senior citizens. That means if you're human, you as a human are 65 or older, today is the last day, but there is no adoption fee for senior cats. I think that's cats 7 years and older. And there's $50 off senior dogs. So, adopting senior animals when you're a senior citizen, in my opinion, is a great thing to do, because I know a lot of seniors are hesitant to get an animal. Because sometimes, you know, we think, oh, it's just too overwhelming and too much work to raise, a puppy or a kitten. And let me tell you, that can be true. Having just raised, Robbie Golden, I was exhausted for the first six months. You get old, you don't need to do that. But you can, and I have talked to people recently that are concerned that they won't have a strong bond with a rescue animal because somebody else raised them. And under the misconception that you have to get a puppy or kitten to bond with to have a really great relationship. Well, I'm here to tell you, you rescue animals, you adopt animals that end up in shelters, you often develop a stronger bond with them than with ones you raise from puppies or kittens because of the, they're not dumb. And they know that you've saved them, that you've rescued them, that you're giving them a forever home. And the bonds that can be created are phenomenal. And at any rate, I just think it's a great idea because the other reason that seniors often don't want to adopt animals is they're afraid that the animals will outlive them. So, you get a senior animal and that's not necessarily has to be a concern anymore. So lots of good reasons for adopting senior animals. So today at the Humane Society is the last day for senior citizens 65 and older. No adoption fee for senior cats and $50 off senior dogs. And they're open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. today. So there you go. That's our happening today events. Okie dokie. All right. How about if we do... Because some of the information I'm going to talk about today is quite big news and not the most pleasant stuff to talk about. So how about we start with a little bit of follow-up here? Because last week I told you the story of Yoshi, the kitty on the East Coast that I was contacted about because this cat had eaten a lot of alstroemeria flowers, also known as Peruvian lilies. And these alstroemeria flowers are flowers that up until I got this email about Yoshi Kitty, who was dying from eating these flowers, I thought they were fine. I had researched them several years ago when I was selling my dad's house. So what flowers could I have in the house with my cats that would be safe? And ASPCA, the poison control website and all of that, had them listed as safe. And Teleflora, the big, flower selling thing, had them listed as safe. Still do, by the way. I've learned not to trust them. I mean, not necessarily a good idea to trust the people that are making their living and earning money off of selling something because they're likely to tell you what they want you to hear. At any rate, alstroemeria flowers are toxic to cats. Not as toxic as some of the other lilies, but they have tulipin in them, which is a poison. And this Yoshi kitty had eaten a lot of the alstroemeria flowers. And at any rate, aside from being grateful that he got the message to me about these flowers being toxic, and from now on, you'll never find any fresh flowers in my house except my own roses. That's safe. I have found I have a nice bouquet of fake alstroemerias from the dollar store. Look, just great. I'm happy with that. My cats don't mess with them. At any rate, Yoshi was doing so poorly, and I realized it could have been any of my cats, that I felt called to provide long-distance remote prayers and healing for Yoshi. I started right away. I asked Rob and Alexis to participate and join us as well, which she did. I asked Dr. Nels Rasmussen, started doing remote best bioenergetic synchronization technique healings. And then we called in Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon to do remote harmonic and energy balancing. And the good news is, this is an email from just this past week. Hi, Martha. It's hard to believe Yoshi was ever sick or has a compromised liver pancreas system at this point. Amazing resilience. Now on liver therapy meds, we are very blessed. Thanks again for your concern. And at any rate, they had another problem with a different cat in the household. And if I have time, I'll get to that because there's a good message with that. But what I want to share with you, I just kind of follow the guidance, is remember, you know, Jude and Paul Ponton are advertisers and supporters here of Animal World, and they're regular guests here. And they are the harmonic and energetic shifting experts, and they bring in their bells and puas and acutonic forks and rattles and rain sticks and all that good stuff, and do the remote energy work here on the air for callers. And many of you have experienced their expertise and healing abilities. But I have the opportunity, because of this Yoshi kitty, when I asked them to get involved, they did a specific remote session with Yoshi. And when they do that, they write you a report. You know, they send you via email a report of what they experienced and, you know, what gongs and forks and stuff that they used to bring through and shift the energy that they did. And I was so impressed with this report and what they did, because up until, you know, the report of on Yoshi was not good, and he was holding his own, but he was in not out of the woods and in pretty dire straits. And they knew from ultrasound he still had a lot of this plant material in his system. They found it, you know, via ultrasound in his stomach and guts, and so he was in trouble. And then Jude and Paul added this remote session, and some of the stuff they did, I'm real curious to see if you find this as amazing as I did, because right after they did this remote session, that's when Yoshi really turned around. So let's see, they did this on August 15th, and it says Yoshi remote. Like others who have looked in on Yoshi, we also picked up that he is not sure about staying in his body, but that's mainly about the level of discomfort he is feeling and whether it is worth trying to stay. We focused not on trying to make him stay, but provided a vibrational offering to him to see if he resonates with it enough to keep himself here. Om and new moon gongs sounded to open the spirit of the plant, sounded Pluto gong to open to the intestinal energy, and Jupiter gong for connection to liver energy. Chiron sounded as a bridge to well-being, and Earth Day gong sounded to amplify healing to the liver. Zodiac gong sounded to disperse the toxic energy of the plant. We connected with the plant spirit of the lily. The plant is not trying to hurt Yoshi, but wants its energy released. Pluto sounded again for transformation. Energies of lilies are linked to the Archangel Gabriel, who called on the fairies associated with him and this plant. They created phase conjunctive waves to the vibration of the plant's toxicity to neutralize the negative energy of the plant constituents on Yoshi's cells. We added an energetic connection to augment this neutralization. We created a vibrational essence of turmeric to address inflammation. Who knew you could do that? Listen to this again. We created a vibrational essence of turmeric to address inflammation. The essence was released into the liver, pancreas, and digestive tract in general as an energetic bolus to decrease inflammation. We amplified this process by sounding the Jupiter and Chiron gongs. We sounded the Earth Day gong to ground out the inflammation in the earth element, spleen, and stomach. Module created of the energetic vibration of bentonite clay. Yeah, this is the... Listen to this. Module created of the energetic vibration of bentonite clay to absorb and contain the toxins in the intestines. Module was installed and grounded with the Om Gong and activated to run 24/7 until no longer needed. quote, psychic hands went into Yoshi's liver and pancreas to clear toxins and release them by attaching them to the phase conjunctive wave. Chiron gong was sounded for healing and Nibiru to create a new matrix for organ healing. Om gong sounded for harmonizing and balancing. Whew. Wow. Is that pretty amazing? I've experienced a lot of work with Jude and Paul, and we've done a lot of, you know, shows here and done the remotes. And, of course, I work with them personally. But I had no idea they could create the vibrational essence of turmeric, which, you know, is a spice which is really good as an anti-inflammatory. And that they could create an energetic module, a vibrational module of bentonite clay, which absorbs toxins. But it was after this remote that all of a sudden Yoshi is improved dramatically. And remember, you know, I just read you the email that said they can't believe that he was ever sick. It's hard to believe Yoshi was ever sick. Is that amazing? I mean, whew. Poor Kathy missed most of that email because she was on the phone. But I have the report, and you'll be able to read it later, Kathy, if you want to. But I'm really amazed. So just I wanted to share that with you all. For any of you that listen that are not in our local listening area, because, of course, you can work with Jude and Paul in person here. They're at Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com, and you will hear their commercial coming up in just a few moments here. And you can work with them in person. But just in case, you know, you've been thinking, I'd like to work with them, but I don't live close and maybe I should do a remote. Well, now you kind of have an idea of what those remotes are all about and that you get a report and they tell you everything they did. But I was really amazed at what they could do in terms of healing. Who knows? Knew you could vibrationally send turmeric and clay to absorb toxins and all of that. And then we have the firsthand evidence of all of Yoshi just bam is better. Whew. Wow. Just amazing. Just amazing. Okay, then. That's the good stuff. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors and kind of stay on time. That's becoming a habit. Wow. Then when Animal World continues, we'll get into the news and some sad news to share. But I've got some major communication related to that and some stuff that you just got to hear it. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. I want you to visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Attention pet lovers, we all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Did you know that there's a dog food available that has a pH factor of 7.0 to 7.5 that helps put more oxygen into your pet's body? A dog food that is high in calories for better nutrient absorption? Canine caviar is that food. Canine caviar is also flash cooked to maintain nutritional integrity and can help reduce shedding, hot spots, and tear stains. They use ingredients like human-grade dehydrated chicken, lamb, or venison, and add ingredients like sun-cured alfalfa and kelp, a rich source of vitamins and minerals making canine caviar 91 to 93% digestible. Canine caviar has been around since 1996 and is one of the best holistic pet foods available. You can find canine caviar at Bothell Feed Center, your modern-day feed store with the old farm charm. They're proud to be serving pet parents for over 30 years in the greater Bothell Snohomish area. You can also find canine caviar and other premium pet supplies at Sierra Fish and Pets, where they have been pleasing customers and pampering pets since 1972. Visit them today for all of your pet's needs at Renton Village, 601 South Grady Way, or at sierrafishandpets.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and man, hard to believe, but we're on the downside of this first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. But we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, and that includes today. We're here till noon, and lots of good stuff going on. I'm just getting into the news stories and the important issues that I want to talk with you about today. And at any rate, it is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me today, and I will be entertaining your phone calls. And we do have open phone lines, and you can step in at any time. But we're going to talk about right now. I'm assuming that you all heard this news, but in case you haven't been around news the last few days, the sad news is that the African elephant Watoto passed away at Woodland Park Zoo on Friday, and well, and it wasn't a passing necessarily on her own. She was euthanized. Here is kind of the official like press release from the zoo itself. A 45-year-old African elephant at Woodland Park Zoo has died, zoo officials announced Friday. Officials said keepers found the elephant named Watoto lying in her yard and unable to get on her feet early Friday morning. Several attempts by zoo officials to help her stand up failed, as did an attempt using a piece of equipment to lift her. Zoo animal health officials determined Watoto was sick and her condition was rapidly worsening. They then made the decision to euthanize her. Quote, "This is a very difficult time for our zoo family as we mourn the loss of Watoto, a beloved animal and dear friend to our staff and volunteers, members, and community." Unquote. Bruce Bomke, Woodland Park Zoo's chief operations officer, said in a release announcing the death. Quote again, "Watoto has lived a long, healthful life at Woodland Park Zoo under the care of dedicated keepers and staff. We will all miss her greatly." Unquote. Bomke says a full necropsy will be done and they will release their findings in a few weeks. Watoto has been at the zoo since 1971 and is considered to be the matriarch or leader of the zoo's herd, officials said. Okay, so that's the zoo side of the picture. And I am doing my best to maintain my integrity here and handle this in the most responsible and tactful way. The timing of this to me was quite interesting, fascinating, and that was the first thing that popped out at me when I got the news on Saturday, because on Friday I heard about it. You know, I mean, what needs to cross my path crosses immediately, and I heard about the first report. Of course, after, you know, the zoo's official statements, then of course those that we support here on the air, Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants, and you've been hearing Aline Fortgang on our Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show recently with Kathy and Christy. I am assuming that we'll probably be hearing from Aline next week on the show, Kathy.
We certainly hope so. We're working on it.
Because I have a proposal to make that'll come out in all of this. Because I think that there is no coincidence with the timing. Now, the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo put out a statement. Today is a very sad day. Watoto was euthanized. She died without ever having a good day. And one of the first lessons I see with this is that, you know, your left brain can convince you of anything depending on the facts that you look at. Your heart won't lie to you how it feels. So when you're listening to everything I talk about, when you're reading these press releases and this news stuff, folks, listen with your heart, not with your left brain. But according to the zoo, Watoto lived a healthful life and a great life at the zoo. She was also the matriarch of their herd. Well, first of all, I have to say, excuse me, what herd? They didn't have a herd. Watoto didn't get along with the other elephants. They had to be separated all the time. That's not a herd. The other thing that really jumps out at me in the zoo stuff is all of this about this is a really difficult time for the zoo family, and we mourn the loss. And she was is a beloved animal and dear friend of the zoo, and she'll be missed greatly. Well, what part of that sounds fishy to you guys? Because they're planning to get rid of her. They were looking for another zoo to ship her off to, and they were refusing to even to consider sending her to a sanctuary, which are there two sanctuaries that have offered to take her and pay the expenses. And they were refusing to do that. They wanted to keep her in a zoo situation. They were getting rid of her. Yeah, Kathy, you want to jump in?
Well, maybe this is the naive part of me, but when I saw on the news the keeper that had been responsible for her, I believe, for 30 years, mm-hmm. he was very, very emotional about it. I think this is the heart in me says, you know, how do you not get attached to something that an animal that you've
lived with?
This
is not about the keeper. I have specific message from Watoto.
Yeah.
To the keeper that I haven't gotten to yet.
Okay.
But this is the zoo, quote, and this is the powers that be. This is not, you know, so the statement, a beloved animal and dear friend to the staff and volunteers, the members and community, that's true. But to the Woodland Park Zoo powers that be and the zoo overall entity as it is, I don't think so. That was the first, I'll say, that... in the communication that I received from Watoto last night, this evening, the first thing she wanted me to let you all know. And the first thing she said to me was her keeper, who had taken care of her for all those years. She expressed great gratitude and love to that keeper. And because she was loved and cared for by the keepers. Now, that's not to say that the environment was good and that she had a good quality life in the habitat, because she didn't. And there's more to do with that. But she dearly loves that keeper and is very, very grateful. But unfortunately, it's not the keepers. It's not us. It's not anybody that makes these decisions. But they are a public entity, and we're going to have to pay attention. Now, we'll come back to the communication, because there's way, way more in terms of the messages that I now have received and continue to receive from Watoto and now company. Wait till you hear the story. There's more from the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo, because they organized a vigil for Watoto at the zoo yesterday. It was at noon. I know that Christy Legale was planning to attend that vigil. I was unable to go. Kathy, were you able to go?
I wasn't able to go either, but I did talk to her and she did go.
So Christy did go. So
yes.
So Christy and Kathy will have a report on the vigil.
I'm
sure,
you bet.
You know, next Sunday on the show. So you'll get to hear more about that. But just to give you a different perspective here, from the Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants, Watoto was discovered lying down, unable to right herself when the keepers arrived this morning. The zoo staff decided to euthanize her after being unable to raise her. Watoto was only 45 years old. In the wild, she would have been in the prime of her life, still bearing calves. Confinement in a zoo takes a devastating physical and psychological toll on these far-ranging and intelligent animals. The zoo's industry's own statistics show that elephants die young. Woodland Park Zoo denied Watoto of one of her greatest needs, companionship of her own kind. After being ripped from her mother in Africa as a baby, Watoto never set eyes on another African elephant. The zoo also denied Watoto the opportunity to spend her remaining years in a sanctuary. Watoto suffered from a host of chronic captivity-related diseases as a result of living her entire life in the cramped quarters of Woodland Park Zoo. Woodland Park Zoo is an exceptionally poor environment. The elephants are locked outdoors in less than 1 acre. Indoors, the elephants are locked in barren cages, standing on hard substrate, and only able to walk a few steps in any direction. This lockup, due to our climate, lasts 16 to 17 hours a day, every day, for over half of the year. Scientific American describes this as, quote, torturous conditions which inflict serious physical and psychological damage on such smart and sensitive animals. We hope that Watoto's suffering and death will not be in vain. We are very grateful for Seattle's Mayor Murray's statement. We need him to go further. Bamboo and Chai need to retire to a sanctuary. Here's the mayor's statement. I don't have the mayor's statement. Please write to the mayor and the city council to order the zoo to release Bamboo and Chai to a sanctuary. They have the authority. Please call the mayor anytime, Wednesday the 27th. Ask the mayor to withhold funds from Woodland Park Zoo until the elephants are released to a sanctuary. The number to call is 206-684-4000. That's 206-684-4000. All right, we've got to close out this hour and start up the next. I want you to stay right where you are, because as soon as we get back, we turn the hour around. I'm going to tell you the communication that I've received from Watoto, the bigger picture going on here. It's quite amazing. There is no coincidence here, and there's a lot more going on than just our local zoo stuff. So stay where you are. Watoto, I will speak for Watoto when we get back.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.